Chapter 1. All set for the party. Wow, Arlene said happily as she stood back to admire the jungle scene she and Aunt Violet had painted on a piece of canvas. Arlene had to admit that they had done fantastic work. It's unbelievable. I'll get the stepladder so we can hang it up. My goodness, Arlene, let the paint dry first, Aunt Violet said. On a rainy day like this, that paint could take a while to dry. While we're waiting, let's go over the list of party foods. Now, where did I put my glasses? I can't seem to keep track of them. Arlene and Aunt Violet were finishing up the preparations for a party that night. It was a birthday celebration for Arlene's little brother, Gary. He loved wild animals, so Arlene and Aunt Violet had transformed Aunt Violet's living room into a jungle. There was even a cardboard giraffe peeking out from behind the big red chair. While Aunt Violet went over her list, Arlene glanced over the room. It was turning out just as she had planned. Gary would be so delighted with the variety of decorations. Then she had a last-minute idea. Oh, Aunt Violet, look at this corner. It needs something else, don't you think? Aunt Violet peered over the rims of her reading glasses. She seemed lost in thought for a moment. Then she sighed and said that spot did need something. But what? They both thought for a moment. Then Arlene's face lit up. Aunt Violet chuckled when she saw Arlene's face. The huge grin meant that her niece had come up with another brilliant idea. Arlene quickly began sketching a lion. Let's create a lion. Aunt Violet smiled her approval. Arlene did have a great idea. A tiger is a wonderful idea, dear, said Aunt Violet.